diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
And you just heard Emily explain it. Tamika Taylor and Annette Austin. You need to call 396-5477. Again, Tamika Taylor and Annette Austin. Call 396-5477 for your chance to win that 1-carat Forever Mark diamond, courtesy of Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Appraised up to $10,000.
Wow.
That number again?
396-5477. Tamika Taylor and Annette Austin. Give it a call.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. The UN Secretary General saying direct talks between the U.S. and Iran is probably the best way to defuse tensions and avoid any escalation. President Trump planned a retaliatory strike after Iran shot down a U.S. drone, but called it off, fearing mass casualties.
That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
The president speaking to NBC News, Iran insisting the drone violated its airspace. U.S. officials say it was flying over international waters at the time. Immigration authorities reportedly planning massive roundups of illegal immigrants this weekend.
Targeting at least 2,000 that face deportation orders. Agents and equipment have been prepared in 10 states. Court-ordered removals will focus on Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, Baltimore, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, New Orleans, New York City, and San Francisco.
Fox's Kevin Battle. This is Fox News.
Why the hell are you announcing that on the news? So they can all leave those cities?
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you.
And the government.
I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around. He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man. You the man.
Yeah, I'm the man. Eddie Bader's the man.
Boom.
Eddie Bader is with us. Rosie's with us. Joey is around somewhere.
The real estate man.
All right, let's see. We had Marianne wants anything by Norm Macdonald and or George Carlin. I don't see why we can't do them both. We can do the short version of Save the Planet, which becomes more pertinent with every passing day because the man was a prophet. He saw all of this climate nonsense coming and... what's the city that allows people to take a poop in the streets?
San Francisco.
They can now fine you for using a plastic bag because they're so concerned about the environment.
What if we make one out of poop?
It's just unreal. It's just unreal. There was a picture last week of an outdoor cafe in San Francisco where all these diners are there enjoying their dinner while a guy's got his pants down around his ankles taking a dump on the sidewalk. And you know better than we do here in flyover country? Good Lord. Somebody did that outside a restaurant downtown.
They'd be arrested.
They'd be arrested and probably in critical condition.
Yeah.
Long before the cops got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I wouldn't feel too sorry.
You can't.
Debbie.
Yes. Hey, could I request substitute teacher?
Sure.
All right, thank you.
You want the long or the short?
The long one.
Okay, I'm getting enough for you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, I got to say this. This afternoon has ripped by.
Yes.
Quickly. So we got catching up to do here.
Yes, we do.
We got Offended by Steve Hughes. We got colorectal surgeons.
Jamie?
Oh, I thought I had the Steve Hughes thing out. We didn't play that, did we?
What?
Offended by Steve Hughes?
No, we haven't played it yet.
We haven't played it yet.
Have a request, but...
Yeah, no, I thought I had it out, but you see, I'm at that age where I remember doing things I didn't actually do.
Peepaw took over.
Peepaw Boudel.
Emily Rosie is here answering the phones for us this afternoon at 5:07. We need to check traffic quickly. There's a bunch going on.
Montgomery Sky Watch moving into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and it is a busy afternoon on the roadways. The boulevard is really crowded with cars. Be careful around the intersections. There's a little fender bender at Carmichael Road, and the boulevard doesn't look like it's blocking any traffic, but be careful as you pass through that area. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon. I-85 and I-65 are both moving along pretty well. There's a little slowdown around the interchange, so be careful there. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see anything to slow your ride home down. Just be careful and get home safely. Tots Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Tots Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's go live to Twice a Day Melbourne for William B.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
How you doing? Good. How are you?
I'm good. Trying to make it back to Montgomery and get off work and start the weekend. You headed down south this weekend, huh?
Monday.
Okay. Which way you go? You going all the way across 10 or you going down through the woods, through Bristol River and down the scenic route?
Part scenic, part 10, mostly boring.
You got a pretty custom route for you?
I have it broken into segments. I don't look at it the length of the drive. I look at, you know, segments. So it's every 90 minutes I'm somewhere.
You got a goal set.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you go down Highway 19 down through Bristol River and Homosassa and all of that down there, it's a little change of scenery. It's you know.
I've always thought about doing that, but you take 19 to what?
Take 19 to Homosassa Springs. There's a cut across there, you'll see the signs for it. It goes over to a toll road. Take that toll road down to Tampa, and then 75 down to the turnpike at Wildwood, and on across that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a little change of pace, a little different scenery.
Something different.
Well, you know the roads.
Yeah, I've been that way a time or two.
You know, our conundrum this morning was about waterbeds. That was the answer. Their peak sales year was 1987, and one in five American homes had at least one waterbed.
That was me.
And I said, yeah, me too. And I had a good one. I had a firm mattress waterbed with cells.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, and it was comfortable.
I heard that, and I also heard Randall win that, too.
Yeah, yeah. Randall won this morning.
He did.
And
that was pretty cool.
I mentioned in passing that waterbeds are illegal in Millbrook because people have been boiled alive in those things. They get so hot that...
Oh,
I had a wave maker.
A wave maker?
Yes. Waterbed.
I made my own.
Oh, I'm holding back on that.
Oh, that was a hard one to hold back on.
Sure was. I mean, that was teed up like, you know.
Man. I'm so glad it's you there,
sorry,
Rosie.
Sorry, Rosie. I had to hold back on that one. I didn't do it.
Well, I'm glad, William B. I'm proud of you.
This is the theme from my 80s bedroom.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
and it didn't hurt,
then everybody'd be served.
You can see the
like
ocean.
California.
Just by turning to your left.
You'd see them wearing their baggies. Warachi sandals, too.
Hey,
William B., always good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, have you done Crocodile Hunter lately?
No. Well, we did earlier in the week, but we will.
Yeah.
Okay. We did it on Tuesday because there was a story about...
Yeah, that's right.
About his kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, okay. Well, how about the Dufresnes? Have you found them yet?
Ah, the Dufresnes. We have not found the Dufresnes, so we will look for the Dufresnes today.
Okay.
Come
have
on.
A good weekend, right. William.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. Hey, be careful on your way down there.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
All righty then. The story that's gotten the most electrifying response on Facebook today has been the one about, I'm amazed at how many people have never heard this before, the IRS defending giving refunds to illegal immigrants. We've had a ton of shares and comments on it, and I'd like to spend a little time with it before we wrap up the show. There's also hilarious, I love the Babylon Bee. It is brilliant. They have a picture of all these people in Congress with barcodes on their foreheads. Yes. So now that lobbyists can scan and self-checkout.
Yep.
You know, when they get their business done, because that's really how it works. If Ilhan Omar isn't the scariest person that's ever sat in that chamber, next to bug eyes, of course. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, there was a thing a while back where a meme out there that said that Congress people should have to wear uniforms like NASCAR so you can see who sponsors them.
I love that. Yeah. I love that idea. That is a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. By the way, for any electric service, installation, repair, Mr. Electric is a team of certified master electricians, and here's how they do it. You call them, let them know what you're interested in doing. They dispatch somebody to your house, quote you a price on the job, and that's what you pay. By the way, you don't have to take half a day off from work and wait until somebody shows up. When they say they'll be there at 1, that's when the doorbell rings. So it works to your convenience. And these are people who are truly the most experienced and professional electricians in the River region. So you no longer have to think about who to call. You'll get somebody who's top-notch and very experienced with Mr. Electric at 269-8886. That's 269-8886 for Mr. Electric.
Okay.
Now, we've had so much action in the last few minutes, I'm not even sure where I'm at in this particular hour. I do know this. On the first day of summer, we got to get the
adorable
Rich Thomas in here for the forecast.
Rich Thomas weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Welcome to summer. Our hot and steamy forecast continues right on through the upcoming weekend. Tonight, very muggy. We're going to keep the mention of thunderstorms in the forecast, even in the overnight hours, because there could be a complex of storms entering the state in the wee hours of the morning. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range. Only isolated storms around for some lucky communities, and not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
We have a listener with a traffic update.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that our highly effective attention-getting device has sounded off, let's talk to Bo.
Hey, yeah, there's a wreck up here. I didn't know if it had been reported on the overpass. Northern Boulevard looks like, Northern or Eastern Boulevard, looks like the overpass at West Ferry is a wreck in the northbound.
We did get
lane.
A report on that. And how are conditions right now? Is it getting really backed up there?
Well, it's got you got a fire truck, you got two or three police units, and you've got ambulances. So
we appreciate it.
Yeah,
that
it's
information.
Pretty bad.
That's an area to avoid. All right. Thanks so much, Bo. We appreciate those who take the time to call and share their concerns when they see a situation like that. We're going to get right back to your requests here in 2 minutes.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you've never been here, let me tell you how to get here. It's simple. We're here right outside of downtown Montgomery, right off I-65 at North Boulevard. When you take that North Boulevard exit, stay in the right lane. You're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times right to bring you right around to the river. You'll run right down into the river, and you'll run into the Capitol Oyster Bar where we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf, y'all. We're getting all kind of red snapper, black grouper, some swordfish, some beautiful yellowfin tuna. I know you're getting hungry for some grilled fish, and you get over to the steamer with steamed shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp. Got those oysters Rockefeller. We'll cook up something good for you every day. So check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. Go to the Facebook page. Get hungry. Get down here soon because we've been missing.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bogutson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogutson@charter.net.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind? Blake. What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking you. I said it like four times. So why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron.
Son of a... You done messed up, A-A-Ron. Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
Who?
Oshag Hennessy.
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
You know when you go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
So self-important. Everybody's gonna save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
We're not going away till 6, but we're going to take a call in the middle of our All Request Spectacular Friday afternoon to talk to Doug.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I got the pharyngitis or whatever you call it.
Oh, jeez, I give it to you, too. Boss called me Typhoid Greg today. I didn't bring this in.
I don't feel bad. Just lost my voice, but I wanted to brag on. Well, first thing I want to tell you, if you've never stopped at a train but one time since you've been in Montgomery, you need to go down North Court Street, and you can enjoy yourself all day long. And then I wanted to brag on that fellow there named Eddie Bader, I think's his name. I want to warn anybody that puts their house up for sale with him that they better have the bags packed, because he's going to throw you on the street when your house will sell so fast you won't have time to find anywhere to live.
I told you it was coming, Douglas. You got a great property. It wasn't that hard to sell.
Yeah, I know it. I missed part of the show, but I just now got a chance to call in and stuff. But first time, I used to call Don Markwell every once in a while. But first time I've called in since Don Markwell.
Wow.
Well, I'm really glad you called in, Douglas. You're one of the great clients I've got to work with. I wish half my clients were as great as you.
Well, when they meet you, I promise you, they'll all be great.
I just love the whole idea that you better have your bags packed. I wish I'd been clever enough to think of that line, but I'm going to steal it.
Yeah, in the future. You're out. I'm telling you, you're out. You know, I'm trying to see if Motel 6 will take us.
Well, since you have given him this great endorsement, Eddie, why don't you give your number so you can be contacted by people who will be putting houses on the market so they can have that bags packed experience?
Sure. You can call me up 24 hours a day, 322-0662. That is my cell phone, and it does go off at 2 in the morning sometimes, and I do answer it. I'm not scared to answer it. And in Doug's situation, he's got a great property. We were able to put that property on the market and get it under contract in under 9 days.
Wow.
And this is a cash offer. This is not, we're not having to deal with financing or anything like this. This is going to move quick. So,
why, there goes Eddie Bader. Why?
Yeah.
He's a great real estate guy.
I like that.
I wish all of them came that well, but Doug's was easy, and he's a great guy to work with. I absolutely love Douglas. I made a great friend in him.
And we appreciate the call, Doug.
Thank you.
Same way. Y'all too. Take it easy.
Thanks, Douglas. See you, buddy.
And try and call us more than once every 10 years if you get a chance. Catching up on requests at 526. Steve Hughes. Everybody should listen to this.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. How do you make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Be a colorectal surgeon, it's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. And misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
That's one of our all-time classics there, the colorectal surgeons. Now, what have we not played that's been requested?
The Dufresnes.
Yes. Did somebody just merge the log, because everything I had pulled out is gone?
Probably.
Germany and Save the Planet.
Germany?
Okay, that's where that went. All right, yeah, I had all of those out. All right, Mitch. Let's see, it's 5:31. I like the Dufresnes, so I don't want to wait for the Dufresnes.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends, it gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
Never heard of Mitch Hedberg until we started doing the All Request Friday thing, and then young Joey and our buddy...
Alan!
Turned me on to Mitch Hedberg.
He's fantastic.
He'd come and gone. And I, for some reason, that's how it is. You know, a lot of what you pick up on when you've been doing this as long as I have, and you've worked in various formats, like there are certain phases of pop music I missed out because the I always tended to focus on the music I was playing on the station I was mm-hmm. working for and get deeper into that. So a lot of other stuff came and went, and there were a lot of songs that I thought we should play that we didn't, but what did I know? I was just a simple...
Well, Greg, have you ever heard of K-pop?
K-pop?
Yeah, it's like Korean. Joey probably knows. Like Korean pop?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, K-pop.
It's huge, of course, in Korea.
Well, aren't they forced to listen to it, or is that South Korea?
Remember in the weather reports, you'd occasionally use the parody of Gangnam Style.
Yes.
That's one that's like crossed over to the States. Yeah.
Yeah, I, in fact, hate to admit it, but I kind of like that. I mean, there's a reason why it sold 80 billion copies around the world, right?
I was going to say, you weren't the only one, Greg. Don't feel bad.
Uh-huh. Apparently not. 533. When your car is in a fender bender, and apparently there's a lot of business available right now on Atlanta Highway, just north of where Montgomery Paint and Body is, as they work on that wreck. We're going to be visiting with Balaki here in a second. But stop by to visit Donnie Turner today, and man, that's a busy place. But the results, what you know, it's like this magic machine where it comes in looking this way and comes out looking like, well, almost unrecognizably incredible. Before and after shots. I remember, you know, I had a cosmetic surgeon as a guest one time show me before and afters on things he did, remarkable changes. Yeah, I saw some of those. But I've seen some before and afters on cars that went into Montgomery Paint and Body. Not totaled, and frame wasn't bent or anything else, but there was a lot of wrinklage, let's put it that way. In the doors, the quarter panels, the hood punched up, and the grill messed up, and man, there's a lot, you know, you don't realize how many different component parts there are to the body of a car until you've had your car in at MPB when those mailboxes attacked me, you know, and Donnie explained, you know, the 6-foot divot I took out of the right rear and what it would take to fix that and so forth. That was a relatively minor thing, but it's still, I wanted it fixed. I wanted it done. It's just amazing, you know, and many times, this is where I really learned something. Parts that were badly damaged, they don't always have to order a replacement panel or fender, or it can be fixed.
Repaired, yeah.
They've got the technologies that do that type of thing. It's really impressive. But here's the thing. When you take your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, they are going to assess it as thoroughly. I mean, you talk about it's literally a post-accident autopsy on the vehicle to see where all the damage has been done. And they don't skip a step in the process of restoration. Not one. They won't. They will not consider it or countenance it for a second. And that's the foundation of their repair standard since day one. And it works. So if you have to go through the hassle and headache that goes with a car accident, at least get your car to a place that's going to give you the benefit of an outstanding outcome. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If you're one of those vehicles over there on Atlanta Highway right now, the number's 27 wreck with a W. You may as well have your car towed right there.
Well. They did a great job for me last week. No complaints.
They have done work for all of us on the morning show. Mm-hmm. The boss who loves and treasures, and rightfully so, his car. 6 o'clock one afternoon, just as we're wrapping up. Remember that, Joey? My phone rings. It's him. I thought I had done mm-hmm. something on the air that was, made a mistake. He says, I need Donnie Turner's number. there was no doubt. It, right up the street, some knucklehead pulled out of a parking lot.
Yep.
And that was, he knew exactly where to take that car to get it looking like it did the day he first bought it and fell in love with it. So keep that in mind. 27 Wreck with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, let's see who needs
that. Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and our traffic looks pretty good for a Friday afternoon. The interstates are moving along just fine. We don't see any big delays for you. If you use the 31s to get home, we don't see any problems for you as you head out of town this afternoon. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. It's very busy, and it's congested around most of the major intersections. There is an accident at the boulevard and Wears Ferry Road that's jacking up traffic in that area, so please be careful there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting. Police responded to a shooting into a car in the 1800 block of Gibbs Circle last night. That's where they found the body of 26-year-old Herschel Simmons. Police believe that shooting stemmed from an earlier argument. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Alabama's unemployment rate has fallen slightly to a record time 3.7. The state says the May jobless rate fell 0.1% from April's rate of 3.8%. That's well below the May 2018 rate, and it ties a record set earlier this year for the state's all-time low unemployment mark. A Greenville police officer has left intensive care after being bitten by a rattlesnake while on duty. The snake bit Officer Marissa Morrison when she stepped out of her patrol car to stretch her legs and take a picture of the sunrise. She says she is eager to get back to work, but was told it could take a month to heal. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Welcome to summer. Our hot and steamy forecast continues right on through the upcoming weekend. Tonight, very muggy. We're going to keep the mention of thunderstorms in the forecast, even in the overnight hours, because there could be a complex of storms entering the state in the wee hours of the morning. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range. Only isolated storms around for some lucky communities, and not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Juicy, 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 juicy.
That's really good.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
It's a beautiful morning.
This is how we solve the dilemma with the ring. Oh, of course I could turn the volume off on the phone, but...
Nah, it takes away half the fun.
You know, and Mr. Electric installed my ring system and did a great job. But the benefit to this that you don't think about, it's great to have the security. It's great you can, you know, check anytime.
Yeah, you can look anytime, right?
Yeah. But the benefit will kick in while I'm away. Now, I've got, my house is going to be covered the whole time I'm gone, so it's not going to be sitting there. I don't have to worry about it from that standpoint. But if I get homesick, the thing will go off and I can look in. There's the dogs. There's Mrs. Ritterbuttle. There's the streaker in the neighborhood running through the
yeah,
area.
You know, Greg, I got to be honest. So many times I've thought about Greg with that doorbell. Just go by there and while you're here and make it go off and, I don't know, do something that upsets you while I'm standing at the door. But I don't want Miss Britterbuttle to come out and shoot me. So,
hey, we got a nice greeting this afternoon. And, I finally got my flag. I've got a flagpole.
Right.
It came with the house. But the previous owner, the ropes that you attach the flag to and run up and down had been shredded.
Yeah.
So I've been looking around, and it's not like there's a business on the street you can pull into. Like,
Flagpoles
are
us.
We, flagpoles are us or flagpole repair.
I'm looking for a pulley system of some sort.
And turns out Gary Garvin can
fix
that. So for the 4th of July, I will have Old Glory.
Sweet.
Woohoo.
Then I got to make sure it's lit, that all the protocols of flag display are followed.
Long may she wave.
Mm-hmm. Yes. At least through... while you were out of the room, I think one of the most impressive state politicians. And wouldn't it be great if an openly... because you can't say FDR was an openly, you don't like to use the word handicapped, but limited individual. Mm-hmm. They hid that from the public. Most of the public is totally ignorant on that. But a guy like Greg Abbott, who is wheelchair bound, but is a strong and forceful as any governor.
Yeah.
And doing a great job in Texas. He's really loved there. Nobody could beat him there. Remember Abortion Barbie a few years back? That was a joke. Now, they're even talking about dusting her off for something.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Oh, and you got no fresh ideas. What do you do?
But I was thinking down the road, 2024, Abbott and Crenshaw. I would love to see how the Democrats handle the politically correct aspect of that, you know. Well, you can't have a president who's in a wheelchair. Really? Well, we elected one 4 times. We just didn't know. So now all of a sudden you're against handicapped people, huh?
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. That would be a very tricky step to even come out against him and say that.
It would be nice, though, if we could go back to the old, like, champion system, where you could have, instead of war between, say, the United States and Iran or China or Russia or whatever, you would just have, say, Donald Trump go one-on-one against the Ayatollah.
Oh, yes.
Or like Putin Leslie or Nielsen did in the first Naked Gun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he took on Khomeini, Gorbachev, Idi Amin, all of them.
Idi Amin, that's right.
Yeah. It could be good.
Winner take all.
I was touting specific vehicles on jackingram.com all week because there were a few that just jumped out at me as great opportunities. One was a 2015 Nissan Versa with 33,000 miles sold. They have sold 2 of those Volkswagen Jettas. There's still 3 left. But these are all awesome vehicles. So if part of your weekend includes finding something for a new driver in the family or somebody heading off to college now, here's one I would like to comment on in particular. It's 2013 Ford Fusion. I owned 2 of those. I loved them. I wanted to switch to an SUV, but for 6 years, I drove Ford Fusions, and it's a great little sedan, and they've got one for $78.90 at Jack Ingram in the category of vehicles under 10. And that Hyundai Elantra that was under 5, that got sold. So when I tell you about these great deals and these awesome cars, don't assume they're going to be there. Act quickly. You can go to the website, jackingram.com, and send a note, get a quote so they know you're interested and follow up. There's a 2006 Nissan Altima. That's my nuclear physicist sister's favorite model of car. I wouldn't argue with a nuclear physicist about how things are designed.
Probably no reason to.
So you've got that option. And this category, at the beginning of the week, had about a dozen or 13 cars in it. Now it's down to about 5 or 6. But here's the deal. They would rather have no cars in there than one car that might cause somebody issues if they bought it. In other words, everything there not only looks fantastic inside and out, has a great vehicle history, but are cars you can buy with confidence. They don't want you coming back after a few days with the vehicle saying, you know, well, stalled out on the side of the road and blah, 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 blah. They ain't good for business. And I'll tell you, Tip Tames, they've got over 2 dozen different financing options for you at Jack Ingram. So no matter what your credit situation, they can work with almost any situation. But the important thing is get on the road on something dependable and safe and something you'll be happy to drive. The place to find at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can browse everything. 10,000 and under, 10,000 and over, by model, by type, you name it. They've got it all laid out for you at jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways this afternoon. We don't see a lot of delays for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, everything is moving smoothly. Police are still cleaning up the accident at Wears Ferry Road and Northeast Boulevard, so be careful there. And there are no troubles on the 31s if you're headed out of town that way. Let's be careful. Get our weekend started safely. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary, must have skills. Text only your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Well, after a very quiet start this afternoon, it got very, very busy on All Request Friday, and we appreciate everybody that took the time to call and reach out to hear something. While you were out of the room, Eddie bought a dozen Barney the Dinosaur sponsorships to run while I'm away. So you'll be playing those every hour.
Joey, hey buddy.
Brought how much by. Per unit?
That's not your concern. Just make sure that you
play. Oh, it is my concern.
One Barney every hour. Every hour.
Yeah, we're going to talk. It's probably, you know, it's probably a good thing, Greg, that you are taking a week off. Yeah. It's a great thing, actually.
But that doesn't mean we'll miss Barney.
You know, that week off for me did me a lot of good. I think it'll do you good as well. And I mean that in all seriousness. I think it'll be good for your sanity. It'll be good to see your daughter. It'll be good to revisit your old stomping grounds. And I think it would be good for your bodily health right now.
Oh, to leave?
Really?
Yeah,
to leave, yeah.
Right. Yeah, brother. I okay, know your brother. Weak points. I've been over this with you before.
Okay, brother.
Brother.
Don't make me chop block you and go right at that back, right at that L3, L4.
And you guys will monitor and supervise.
But of course.
Joey. Of course.
Of course. I can trust my friends. Rosie.
See, you won't even look me in the eye.
What's on your radio hour
well,
tonight?
Well, Eddie's going to stick around.
Well, great.
I love sticking around with Joey. I love coming in here.
Sus
you guys get paid
low.
To be here? I can't believe that.
Yeah, I've been so lucky.
We did.
Seth, by the way, Seth did a really good job.
He did.
Seth is great. He's got pipes, man.
We love Seth.
He should be here tonight, and Southern Wood should be here
awesome.
As well. The whole gang's back
although
together.
Although earlier, I was really disappointed on a previous show, Southern Wood was supposed to be a guest and pulled a big no-show.
Yeah, and I know. He should fear for
that
his bodily health. That kind of
hurt my feelings,
well.
I got to be honest.
Yeah, but with a group like the one you've got, you should have catering. I mean, that's
not
a party.
A bad idea.
That's a party ready to happen.
Not a bad idea.
So, but thank you, Rosie, for all your help. Eddie, appreciate
yeah,
it. And, keep a good thought for me. This is going to be an interesting journey to South Florida. The bus.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is the first time. See, at Christmas time, we were still in such shock from
right.
We were all numb. And now, it's months later, so much has changed, and she's got her own place, and a lot of progress on that. She's doing well at work. This is really the first time in like 6 or 7 years where I'm going down and there won't be you know, somebody else in the equation,
right.
You know, for planning things and doing things. And, you know, now that the numbness of the whole thing is worn off, I'm just hoping it doesn't become too emotional for me.
You won't be crying tears of sadness. You'll be crying tears of joy at her recovery.
Greg, don't you go down there and start crying.
No, I wouldn't.
is going
I know, I'm looking at him now.
But
there'll be tears of joy.
No, we've been doing that, it's the Griswold cry. We've been doing that since the first time we watched Christmas Vacation, so she's wise to all that.
Good.
But you guys have a great end of the month, and we'll be back on July 1st. It's great.
And then it'll only be a three-day week.
Yeah, three-day week.
A three-day week.
Yeah.
Boy, did I plan this one well without even really thinking about it. I did.
Yeah.
So you guys take care of the Joey Clark Radio Hours next, and if you need anything...
Find somebody else.
I don't know that I'll be able to do anything for you from down there. Just have fun, Joey. Just have fun.
You be safe, Greg.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay.